Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Volkswagens call them square backs, but they're but they're not really square back. I mean, they're, or it could be any kind of a car, but it's a,
it has square back, hatchback,
yeah,
fastback. Okay. Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. What about a, what would you call a truck that would bring, like maybe from a department store that would bring items to your house?
Delivery truck.
And how about, what would you call one of those trucks that, well, especially farmers use, that are open in the back?
Flatbed.
Now, if you didn't, instead of taking a cab to the airport, another type of public transportation to the airport might be?
The bus.
Okay. And if you had a great big car that was driven by a chauffeur?
Limousine.
Where's the speedometer on your car? You call that
the on the dash.
Okay. And then that little place over on the right side of the dash that you
glove compartment.
Okay. If you had some maps and things and you wanted to keep them together, something that you that would I think you got
rubber band.
Right. You know any other names for it?
For a rubber band? No.
Okay. And if you had just a few sheets of paper.
Paper clip?
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
Okay. And the thing that you press down to make the car
jack.
Okay. And now when you are when you first start off at a traffic light, you have to put your foot on
The accelerator.
Okay. How do you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission? You have to use a
stick shift.
Would a stick shift be on a column or on the floor or either?
To me, a stick shift is on the floor.
What if it's on a column?
I've known that as in the tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know that. The kind of humps that are in streets to make you have to slow down.
Speed breakers.
Now, generally, if you're talking about the kind of truck that the fire department uses, you call it a
fire truck. Fire engine.
Okay. Do you know any special types of fire engines?
No.
Any names? Or specialized, like hook and ladder or...
For the name of the fire engine?
Yeah, like a hook and ladder truck or...
No. Okay.
You know, if somebody had a heart attack, does the fire department here have some kind of little truck they can send out?
The rescue?
Yeah.
Yeah, rescue squad.
Okay. Now, if the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he drive in?
He'd drive in a car.
Okay. Do they call it the chief's car, or do you know a name for it?
Yeah, I think they do call it the chief's car.
Okay. What do you call what the police generally would be driving?
Police car.
Okay. What about one of those things that if they were picking up, like a group
paddy
of
wagon.
Yeah. Now, sometimes police use a type of aircraft or the big
helicopter.
A storm that has a funnel cloud with it.
Tornado.
Okay. And now, if you had a rain that was followed by freezing temperatures, you'd call it a the type of thing when the telephone lines get.
You mean like an ice storm?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Do you know any other names? Okay, for people who work for the fire department, what do you usually call them?
Firemen.
You know any other names?
No.
Okay, how about people who work for the police department?
Cops.
Okay.
Buzz.
Yeah. Or just
policemen.
Mm-hmm. You know any names for the fire station?
Just firehouse and fire station.
How about the police station?
No, just police station.
Okay. Okay, if a person was arrested for drunkenness, where would they put them